method kind of a thing, where you have a theory, that's what you believe, and then you test your theory against what is true. And so we're going to kind of look at that. But I remember several years ago, back when, homosexual marriage was the big, debate topic politically, right? We've come a very scary long way since then. But I remember the phrase, oh, be open-minded, being used, especially with that topic. And so when we kind of hear that phrase now, oh, you should just be more open-minded, we kind of get this idea that what the person is about to explain to us is some form of debauchery they want us to take part in. But that's not what that means at all. It was, like many things, hijacked to apply to a way that we didn't, that it doesn't really actually apply to. But what I'm going to say here is that being open-minded is not bad. It's not only good, but it's absolutely critical for us to be open-minded so that we can have a substantive faith in God. Because without being open-minded, we can't have a strong faith in what we believe in, because we really don't know what we believe. So my definition of this is to be open-minded is to be able to set aside your own understanding of the truth to attempt to fully understand a new point of view and then compare it against what you know to be truth. So what I have here is my truth versus my understanding of the truth versus the truth. So the lesson here aims at to take this from the perspective of our assumptions, but keeping an open mind to learn. And the point they make is if you're not learning, then you're simply existing, which in a lot of ways can be very true. The lesson mentions specifically about being open to the truth. And while I agree you need to be open to the truth, you also need to be open to what is not true. And the reason I say that is because how can you know before you hear something if it's truth or not? You need to hear what somebody is saying before you can immediately write it off as being true or not true. And this kind of goes back to the differentiation I made between my truth, my understanding of the truth versus the truth. We don't read the Bible directly from God's mind perfectly transferred into our own mind, right? There's things in between there. There's these eyeballs that are connected to these strings that go into this soft, squishy brain, and we try to think about, what these things mean. And to this end, I've been thinking a bit about dyslexia lately and kind of how that, it's just crazy to me that somebody can look at words and then suddenly they don't look the way they did a little bit ago, just our perception of reality is really dependent on a lot of factors that are not really in our control. If you look at a psychedelic experience, for example, you can hallucinate things into existence that are, to you, they are really there, but they're not really there. Once again, your truth is that, this green monster over there is there. My truth is he's not. The truth is he's probably not. But so when the author says we need to keep an open mind to truth, we cannot know if what we are hearing is truth unless we open our minds to understand what we are hearing and then comparing it to the Word of God, which we assume is truth and not our own understanding of truth. Okay, so being open-minded must start with the full understanding that you might be wrong. So even in our own understanding of God's word, we are to change our understanding we can change our understanding as we mature. How many things did you absolutely believe growing up or even last week that you found out that is not true anymore. Andrew was telling me about a discussion, argument may be more correct to to describe it, he was having with his wife about batting stance. When we grew up, you held the bat and you held your elbow up, and that's what you did. If you didn't do that, you were wrong. Why is that? Yeah, nobody knows. Okay? So, that was absolutely truth, that you held your elbow up when you were at bat. And until I thought through it more, I would have fought you if you said anything otherwise. But now, I understand a little differently, right? I've matured a little bit. Let's see, where was I? Yeah, and so part of that maturing process, we can see in scriptures talking about the difference between having milk and solid food, right? So when we're a new Christian consuming the word, it's going to mean things a little different than somebody who is a fully mature Christian trying to digest what the Bible is saying to us. And in that sense, it is very important for us to stay open-minded throughout our entire lives, right? Because if we are only open-minded until we start forming our own opinions, and then as we mature, we start to close our mind to things because we're mature Christians now. Nobody can tell us anything new, right? Well, the Bible continually tells us things that are new because we have different experiences. We have different perceptions of what's going on in the world. Different world events can impact how we understand specific scriptures. So we need to continue our whole lives being open-minded to learning new things. Crystal clear. Questions? All right, so one of the important points I want to make here is keeping an open mind is, and I talked about it before, is critical to having a substantive faith in God. And that is because when we have an open mind, we can hear new ideas. They may be right, they may be wrong, they may be partially right, they may be partially wrong. But all of these things can be used to reinforce our beliefs. And that's going to be important for what we're going to talk about later, and being able to have your beliefs tested and provide a defense for the things that you believe. So before we begin here, we need to talk about what is the truth, right? So John 14:6. Let me go that real quick. So it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, and God of faithfulness, and without iniquity, just and upright is he. So God is truth there. And there's various other ones, but I'll skip them because Dave took up most of my time. it goes on to provide, several other. So it says, he is truth, he is the God of truth, he speaks only truth in Proverbs 12:19. All his commandments are truth, Psalms 119:151. We are all encouraged to walk before him in truth, 1 Kings 2:4. We are to buy the truth and not sell it, Proverbs 23:23. Those who do truth come to the light, and that's John 3:21. So the next point here is a contrast between what is closed-mindedness and what is open-mindedness. And I didn't really care for the way the lesson put it. It seemed like it was more of a comparison between dishonest people and honest people. So, what I mean by that is closed-minded people hide the truth, deny the truth, distort the truth. But open-mindedness, people are open to the truth, uphold the truth, people stick to the truth, So I offer my own contrast here. The first one, closed-minded people, I say refuse to listen to counterpoints to their understanding. They do not listen to counterpoints with the intent to of understanding, so they may listen to your point and try to listen to it, but only in order to offer counters to your points, right? So they're not giving an honest listen to what you're saying. They're just trying to win the argument. They believe what they know to be true, what they know to be true is correct regardless of counter evidence. So if they're proven wrong, they will continue to believe what is wrong. They will refuse to talk to anyone about the topic because they do not, or this is kind of a departure a little bit, but closed-minded people will refuse to talk to anyone about the topic because they do not know enough about their beliefs to honestly and adequately defend them. Closed to even their own beliefs, there's not enough old information to be compared against new information. So what I wanted to kind of point out there is we need to have a basis of why we understand what we understand to even start to build upon that, right? You need a foundation to build a house on. You can't just start with the house. So to counter that, well, I guess to talk about this more, I have Acts chapter 7, 54 and 57 here, which is the stoning of Stephen. And I'm going to just read those because I like the way that it says it. So it says, after Stephen gives this huge, you know, history of everything that the Jews had done, he gets to this point and the Jews are not happy with what he's saying because he is being, accusing them of some horrible things, which were all true. But it says, now when they heard these things, they were enraged and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God standing and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. So does this sound open-minded or closed-minded? You know, they literally covered their ears and started yelling. You know, obviously that's closed-minded. They didn't want to hear anything that Stephen had to say. Now, my contrast here of the open-minded is listen to counterpoints, listen intently to any information to fully understand it, compare new information against the calibrated truth, the Bible in this case, in order to more closely align their understanding of the truth to the truth, is willing to discuss any topic because their belief in the topic and understanding of the material are deep enough to be compared against new information. Understands that what they know to be true may not be true and is willing to change their understanding of truth based on what is truth. Does not mean that you believe everything you hear and are quick to abandon your own beliefs for what is new. So this is very important that we're not just believing whatever new fad shows up, right? I mean, that's why I've been very careful in saying that being open-minded is comparing what you know against what is true. So, you know, part of this that I wanted to talk about a little bit was when we, you know, just about every Sunday you hear it, that we pray that what we hear we can apply to our lives and take to others. We hear so many great messages up there. And, you know, some from Dave are pretty good too. I'm sorry, I'm picking on you.
That's all right, I'll get my rant.
Yeah, so, you know, we hear all these messages, but if that's all we do is we just sit and we hear them, that doesn't do anybody any good. So what we need to do, and I have a whole three-step process for this, we need to hear what we're being told, okay? We need to dwell on these things. We need to contemplate what's being said, and then we need to compare it against the biblical truth and then modify our own understanding based on that. So if you just go home from the message and never think about it again, you're wasting your time. So if you leave here and replace your understanding with what the message is, then you're wasting your time. It's not about just replacing what you previously thought with new stuff, right? It's about combining them to get closer to the actual truth. Because, you know, not everything that's set up here is going to be completely true. I mean, we try our best, right? But, you know, we need to be able to temper that with what we are able to study and think about on our own. So the next thing here, Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. So I'm going to read that real quick, I think. Yeah, so then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.'" So Jesus used parables to speak to the open-minded. So those that were closed-minded were not able to understand what is presented to them in the form of parables. Jesus was speaking to those that would listen and not simply hear. So you could see several times Jesus would present a parable or say something and somebody would come up looking to stump him, right? Is that an example of an open-minded person? You know, no, obviously not. They're not trying to listen to understand what is being presented to them. They're listening simply to get enough information that they can provide a counterpoint to try to stop Jesus from you know, looking smart, right? Trying to make him look stupid, which they obviously failed at every time. But that is why Jesus spoke to them in parables, was because the people that were trying to understand would understand. But those that weren't trying to understand would have no hope in saying anything intelligent about this, the topic, because they weren't listening. Let's see. So Jesus goes on to praise those that are open-minded and those that are that hear to listen and understand. So if we look at, well, this is not Jesus here. This is Paul later, but Acts chapter 13, verses 46 and then 42. So we talked about the flash forward and flash back thing earlier, so we're going to have a little bit of that. So Acts chapter 13 and verse 46 says, "And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, 'It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you,'" he's talking to the Jews, "'since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Okay, and then, so if we look at verse 42, which is above that, it says, "As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told to them next Sabbath." So if we look at kind of the compare and contrast here, some of the Jews were willing to hear, and then some were not. But we knew the Jews, their whole existence, pretty much, from the first steps they took out of Egypt and the first bread they, or the first bite that they had of manna in the wilderness, right? We saw them, and we saw all of the miracles that they saw God perform. So the Jews should have been perfectly positioned to accept Jesus when he came. They had all of the information. They had all of the prophecies, but they rejected it. And so God sent Paul to the Gentiles, and now we can all have salvation. Yay! So, let's see. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 through 7. An open-minded person is willing to examine themselves to the best of our ability. We need to objectively look at our lives and verify that we align with the truth. I'm going to see what that is real quick. Yeah, so it says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. So it's talking about testing ourselves. So we need to be open, like I said before, to the fact that we may be wrong and that we need to be corrected. If we look at 1 Corinthians 11:28, it says we're called to be open-minded to rightly examine ourselves around the Lord's table every week. Then we look at 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8. It says we should test ourselves against others. So this is Paul talking about how the one church gave so greatly that he hopes that the Corinthians can give as greatly or better. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and if I can compare my weakness against somebody else's strength to make my weakness better, everybody gains from that. But that requires us all to be open to judgment of others, which can be a kind of a hard thing to to be open to at times. Then if we look at 1 Timothy 3:10, it says we must be open to being tested. It can be uncomfortable to know that someone is watching us, but then again, God is always watching us. So, Psalms 26:2, we need to be open to God testing us. 1 Corinthians 9:3 says we must be able to provide a defense for what we believe, and this is important to being open-minded, is so that we can build our defense to, so if we are challenged, we can provide information on what we believe. Psalms 66:10 and 12, I just want to read this one real quick, because I liked the way that it put it. So, for you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. So, sometimes we're going to be tested by God, and it's going to feel like a crushing burden at times. Have you ever had a test where you felt like it was a crushing burden on your back? Some event happens in your life, and you know at some point that it was a test from God to see, how you would react to it. Malachi 3:10 says, put God to the test. An example of this, give more than you can afford to, right? Prove, make God prove that he's going to take care of you if you do what he says, if you give more than you can. I often wonder, if we had an offering leaderboard posted at the front of the building, would that change the way we give at times? So in conclusion here, being open-minded is not believing everything, but hearing and understanding everything so that you can better discern the truth. All right, any questions, comments? All right.